You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Holly Stokes, the brain trainer, master NLP coach and hypnotherapist, and author of two books and several CDs designed to rewire the brain for health, happiness, and success. Holly has worked with more than 1,500 clients over the last 10 years and has distilled key wisdom into understanding our motivation, and she will share with us today instant motivation with your brain. Holly, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here today.
And thanks for taking the time to be with us as well. So, you know, a lot of times people think I just need more motivation. So tell us, where does motivation come from?
Well, that's a good question. A lot of times when we think about motivation, we think of it as either on or off. I either have motivation or I don't. But it's more useful to think of it as degrees of motivation. So think of a scale, even like a scale from 1 to 10, with your motivation for any given activity will register somewhere on that scale. There's things that we do that we are automatically motivated or excited to do, so we don't even think about it. The times that we think we need more motivation, of course, are the times where that motivation scale is low and we find that we're dragging our feet or we don't want to do something. And so part of this motivation comes from how we think and feel about the activity that we want have on our agenda or that we want to finish. And it's a lot of times people will just jump into, yes, you should just do it. You should make yourself do it, or you know that just do it slogan. However, if we focus just on the action piece, we could be missing most of the battle. What's actually happening behind the action that we take or don't take, or the motivation that we feel or don't feel, is really an internal process, the thought-feeling-action cycle. We have a thought, our thoughts create our feelings, and then our feelings relate to our actions. The actions we take or don't take are really inspired from the feelings that we feel. Motivation is a feeling. So if we want to change our motivation, the feeling level of it, we need to pay attention and start changing our thought patterns around it as well.
You talk about the problem with goals. What are some common ways that people get tripped up with goal setting and motivation?
Yes, so there are some ways that we actually set our goals that set us up to fail. The ways that kind of get us into, a lot of times when I teach at workshops and classes, I'll ask, how many people are really excited about goals? And I'll have a few people raise their hands, and then I say, how many people feel worried, stressed, avoidant when they think of goals? And then most of the hands in the class will go up. And what happens is we all have a history of goals that we have set in the past. And sometimes for one reason or another, there's goals that have kind of drifted by the wayside. And it's these goals that have gone by the wayside that we tend to go into guilt or self-blame or self-criticism about this past history with goals. And so when we go to set another goal, not only is it about the goal, sometimes it can be a recirculating goal. So, okay, I'm going to lose weight this time. Oh, I'm going to make all my phone calls this time. And a part of our mind can go into resistance, even like name calling. Oh, I've heard that one before. What makes you think this time's going to be any different? And so because of this cycle, this history of goals, sometimes we can even feel defeated before we even get our goal off the ground. So simplest level to start changing that mental cycle is to call it something different. Don't call it a goal. Call it an intention. I intend to take a vacation this year. I intend, and notice how like a plan or an intention has a different feeling to it, whereas a goal has this idea of a limited view of success and failure, and we can even go into that sense of fear of failure with a goal, whereas intention or a plan has wiggle room. We have the ability to change or adjust it. And so that's one way to take the edge off of the goal-setting cycle.
Today we are speaking with Holly Stokes, the brain trainer, master NLP coach, and hypnotherapist, and author here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Holly, a lot of business owners would say they just need more motivation, but in your instant motivation kit, you talk about how motivation can be tricky. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so there's some things that we're very motivated for, and then there's other places that we really drag our feet or have to, you know, hem or haw or bribe ourselves to try to make ourselves do it. And the difference kind of between those two, one is, you know, to, as I had mentioned earlier, is to pay attention to that thought, feeling, action cycle. What are you thinking about the goal or the thing that you'd like to do? How are you feeling about it? And as I mentioned before, our feelings are really about that motivation. And then there's also how we picture it in our mind. And there's ways that we can change that representation to bring more motivation. And where people really get tripped up with motivation is where we have kind of an inner conflict. There's a part of me what wants to and a part of me that doesn't. And a good example of this is I had one realtor come in and he wanted to grow his business. So he was excited about it. He was clear about it. He knew what he needed to do. He had set aside a certain time in his planner Wednesday to make the phone calls. And then Wednesday came around and he found himself distracted. He found other things to do, put it off, and then had to wait for the next Wednesday to roll around. So a few Wednesdays are rolling by. Finally, he gave me a call and came in. And when we looked at it, there was one part that wanted to grow his business. There was another part that was afraid of growing his business. And what this part felt, this awareness, was that if he grew his business, he was already working 50, 60-hour weeks. And so if he created more business, he'd even have less time for himself. As a realtor, his nights and weekends were taken up showing clients' houses, and there was little time left for him. So he'd work nights and weekends, and then he wouldn't have a day off. So he had to make an agreement with himself. Once we set up that agreement to create specific time for him to enjoy life, which is something a lot of entrepreneurs tend to put by the wayside because we get so caught up in generation and creation. But when he created this commitment to himself, leaving one day aside for his personal recharge to enjoy life and to relax, he was able to make his phone calls. It wasn't even a question. They came up, he knew how to do it, he's comfortable on the phone, and he was able to follow through. So if people run into this place that they're not following through, really look for that inner conflict. What is the part that wants to, and what is the part that doesn't? Does that make sense?
I would say that does make sense, Holly. Now, can you give us an example of how you can use your brain for instant motivation?
Yes. A really quick and easy example of this, it comes from the field of NLP, which stands for neuro-linguistic programming. And it refers to the neuro, refers to the neurons in our brain. Linguistic refers to our language patterns. And programming refers to our past history, what our brain has learned. Anyhow, NLP recognizes how the brain codes information and how it can use that code to make updates and changes. So I'll share another story for this example, but you'll notice what we do in this story that you can then apply to your own situation in your life to find instant motivation. So I had insurance agent come in to work with me for more motivation. And part of her motivation was taking care of her personal life. Her business was going well, but she wanted more life balance. And so one of the challenges for her was cleaning. And she hated to clean her kitchen floor. And so I asked her, okay, how do you picture that in your mind when you think about cleaning your kitchen floor? And she said, oh, I just see a dark and dingy closet with the broom and the mop, and I imagine opening it, and it smells like mildew, and it's dusty, and it's dark. So I said, okay, and if you imagine opening the door, and now imagine sunlight streaming through. And as you picture that sunlight filling into that space, how does that change your motivation? And well, it's a little better. Said, okay, now imagine taking a cloth and dusting it out so it's no longer dingy and dusty, and even until the point where it sparkles. And how does that change it? Well, a few more motivation degrees. And now imagine that we add the smell of Pine Sol in the background, that it's fresh and clean. And how does that change it? A couple more degrees. And then add a little bit of your favorite music in the background. And how does that affect it? And that was just enough. She wanted to go home and clean her floor. So part of that is the internal coding system. Notice that if you think of something you don't want to do, we typically picture it as dark, negative. It's usually a dull colors. If we brighten up the color, if we change how we picture it in our mind, we change how the mind codes it, and we can find more motivation just by changing those qualities of how we represent it internally.
Well, Holly, always good to speak with you, and I also hear that you're giving away the Instant Motivation Kit as part of your Year of Appreciation. Where can listeners access that, and where can listeners also be in touch accordingly?
Great. You'll find that on my website at www.thebraintrainerllc.com/appreciation. And this is my way of giving back to the business community and to the online community as well. As you're more motivated and excited about making things work in your life, you can also pass on information to others as well.
Well, Holly, I want to thank you again for taking the time to be with us, and look forward to having you again with us right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. We'll look forward to next time.
Most definitely. We have been speaking with Holly Stokes, the Brain Trainer, Master NLP Coach, and Hypnotherapist, and author of 2 books and several CDs designed to rewire the brain for health, happiness, and success. And for more information, visit thebraintrainerllc.com. And for the free gift, it's thebraintrainerllc.com/appreciation. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.